This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions again with Always Naked. And they have another new album. I feel like we just did this. Like, what was it? Like six, seven, 8 months ago? I don't even know what time it is, what day it is, what month it is. Crazy.
What month is it now?
It is.
We're February.
It's February. And you guys are releasing a new album. It's called Sex Sells. And we're going to talk a little bit about it. But first off, welcome back, guys.
Hi. Yeah, thanks for having us again, man.
You're very welcome. And this new album, the last time we talked on the pod was the unveiling of a new member. And I see he's back there. What was your name again?
Knuckles.
Knuckles. And
how are you?
I'm doing good, man. So congratulations. And last time, you know, we did the big unveiling. And how's it been, you know, being an official member of Always Naked?
It's been a really busy year. We've just been writing and recording every Saturday and Sunday and just cranking out an album. And I've been playing music with B-Word for like 20 years now or something like that. So it's been a sweet, easy transition.
Cool, man. So tell me a little bit about the last time we spoke. You guys were also kind of, you know, supporting a new album. And then that came. That went, you guys supported that, and you guys put a lot of time and promotion into that and made a bunch of music videos. What made you guys decide to just go at it and start writing and recording another new album?
And then we did the last one, and then, you know, everybody kind of did their COVID thing, and we all stayed together and just started writing more music. Our drummer here, Oliva, has become an engineering master.
Yeah.
Our recording studio, our recording space actually has all the drums set up right now. Bass rigs hardwired in. Vocals are wired in. The amps are mic'd, so we can just go in and work and work and work, and then he turns stuff out pretty quick.
That actually sounds like the perfect kind of setup for quarantine, you know? For you guys are like just together. Your little bubble is your band, so why not just put out rad new music? So that's dope.
Fun, man. And like he said, we've been playing together for probably over 20 years now, so getting that guitar and bass thing down has been pretty easy for the two of us, and then these guys can do the rest. It's been working out pretty good.
Cool. So how long did it take to start working on the music, and how many hours did you guys put into the preparation of the music and putting it all together?
As soon as Knuckles started practicing with us, we just kind of started writing immediately.
Yeah.
He kind of has a very different sound, and we definitely evolved all together to kind of keep up with that. And we found a new sound with him, which is amazing. I feel like we sound heavier and more melodic, which I really, really love.
Okay.
And I don't know, how long has it been since we started recording?
I can do the math real easy. Just start March 16th, okay, and then every Saturday and Sunday for 2 hours.
Right.
So you can do the math on that. That's hours right there, plus like kicking it time and acoustics at the house, like figuring other stuff out. So how many weeks are in a year?
Oh, don't ask me to do math. I'm not good at that.
56, 10, 100. Let's give it 150 hours.
Wow. Are we professionals yet?
No.
150. So, Knuckles, Sky, you mentioned that, are you okay with me calling you Sky? I feel like we've talked three times now. We've hung out once in real life, twice via Zoom. Sky, we're on that level now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. Sky. You can call me Kev if you want. So mentioned that Knuckles, he added kind of like a heavier, more melodic style. Knuckles, was that something that you purposely came in with, or is that just kind of you, just what you bring to it? And did you come in with like wanting to, you know, bring a different approach, or was it all pretty organic?
I have one more string than a lot of guitars do on mine.
Yeah.
I play a 7.
Nice.
And then I also just, you know, I don't like to play a lot of complicated stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, I like to have heavy stuff when it's needed in the right spots and let everybody else just kind of do all the more complicated stuff.
So coming with a 7-string guitar, a lot of 7-string guitars are metal players, or like metal guitarists. Are you coming from a metal background?
I'd say that I listened to a lot of Korn and Slipknot stuff growing up.
Okay.
A lot of Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get a Limp Bizkit cover here with Always Naked? No?
Please, no. Do not give them that idea.
Did it all for the
note. No, it's one of those things like avoiding playing like the super low notes until like it absolutely has to be there.
Sure.
Well, Kevin, I'll tell you too, because you knew about Super Geek League and stuff. Mm-hmm. He was in Super Geek League.
Oh, cool. Forever. Nice.
So that's, you know, a good 13-year project we've been doing before. So
yeah.
I don't know if that influenced it at all, but he's still playing the same guitar. So that might help.
Cool, man. Well, we're going to actually go into a couple songs here from the album Sex Sells, and then when we're out of these songs, we're going to talk about getting your images reported on Instagram and social media. We're going to talk about the controversy with the controversial album cover. We're going to talk about the theme of this album. We're going to talk about sex and selling sex, all that good stuff. We're going to go into Straight to Hell and Dirty Face. What can you guys tell us about these songs?
Well, Straight to Hell was just a random song we started jamming on. And then I just kind of was like missing playing shows. So I just kind of wanted to give a shout out like that. I'll see everyone after a show soon, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to rock until we go to hell. And why not? And Dirty Face was just like this amazing bass line that Peter came up with, and it was a super inspiring, and I put a poem over it that I wrote randomly in the middle of the night.
Cool.
And it worked out.
Right on. Well, it's Always Naked here on Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions.
I said, let's go. I'll see you after the show. And if it all goes well, we're going straight to hell. Let's go! I'll see you after the show. And if it all goes well, we're going straight to hell. Don't see, don't care who's gonna be there. I said, let's go. I'll see you after the show. Hey! Let's go!
for you and never dirty face. I will always miss you a little. I hope to see you again someday. And maybe we will get to start over. Pretend the past hasn't changed. Maybe love, love will conquer. I'll be there for you the very same. Open my eyes to your new disguise. Open my eyes to your new. I have changed so much without you. I know you won't recognize me. You have changed so much these years. I don't recognize the face I see. Maybe we will get to start over. Pretend the past hasn't changed. Maybe love, love will conquer. I'll be there for you the very same. Open my eyes to your new disguise. Open my eyes to your new.
It's Always Naked here on Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions, coming out on Valentine's Day. The new Always Naked album, Sex Sells. By the time you're hearing this, it will have already been out. We are talking now with a week for it to next week, but when the time you're hearing this is actually going to be, I believe, the 16th, so it is already out. And where can people get this album?
I would love it if people went to Bandcamp. It's our absolute favorite forum to show people our music.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also going to be on Spotify as well, SoundCloud, that kind of thing.
Bandcamp likes to take care of the musicians.
Yeah, I love Bandcamp. They're the best.
Absolutely. And they've really been champions during this whole crazy time. Just this past week, they do every first Friday of the month, they give 100% of the proceeds to the artists, and that's awesome. I saw that they tweeted out with the big devil horns. They said the other day, and I'm sure it's more due to Friday, they said, you have now given $666 million directly to artists.
Whoa.
That's amazing.
So I was like, yeah, 666. But
they have a really good setup for merch on there too.
Awesome.
So people can reach our record there. And we've also got hoodies and t-shirts and all kinds of stuff that are available there.
Literally just hoodies and t-shirts.
Well, there's going to be more by this.
There's going to be other stuff.
Jeez, there'll be other stuff at this point.
So is it alwaysnaked.bandcamp.com?
I do believe so.
Yeah.
All right.
That's it. Yeah. It's super simple, to the point.
So we got to talk here about Sex Sells, because you guys did a cleavage countdown. You guys got some stuff reported on your Instagram and social media. This is the most directly affiliated with the band name you've ever been. Always Naked, always, to me, you know, it's been a fun name, but you never had it actually naked. It didn't seem like you guys were really playing up the nakedness. Now, with Sex Sells, it's a lot of nakedness. What's going on, guys? Getting weird in quarantine?
You know it. So, you know, I don't know if you've noticed, but with quarantine, a lot of people lost their jobs, and yep. a lot of women decided to do OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and a lot of men, too.
And a lot of men, yeah. A lot of people.
A lot of rappers, yeah. A lot of rap artists, yeah.
And we had a couple of people reach out to us and say that they would watch us play naked on an OnlyFans if we did that, which I highly considered. I did. Yeah. But, you know, quarantine 15, I wasn't really ready for that. So instead, we just decided to write about the over-sexualization of women, not of late, but, you know, it's just been in the forefront of everything lately. And especially, like, being a girl in a band, I feel like I'm constantly, like, being told by, like, videographers or photographers to, like, put on more makeup and wear a push-up bra, make mm-hmm. yourself more feminine to be, like, differentiated from the men.
Sure.
And so I just kind of had some thoughts on it, so I laid them down.
That's awesome. I mean, it even goes, you know, even on to the highest level where, like, there's, I remember, I haven't seen it so much these days, but I remember, you know, just even a few years ago, you'd pick up a cover of a magazine, and in a way, they were probably thinking they were doing the right thing, but it would say, like, sexiest women in metal, or sexiest women in rock, and you're just like, kind of like, it's just kind of sleazy, you know? It's just like, okay, is that what you're looking at them as?
Right, it kills me because, you know, I want to be known more as, like, I don't know, a band member, not mm-hmm. like the female of the band.
Yeah.
I want to be more of like the group and the whole, but it just seems as though any time that we've worked with anyone, they try to put an image upon me that I just am not comfortable with. I want to go to a show and wear jeans and a t-shirt like the dudes do. That's what I want to do. Cause I'm there for the music. I'm not there to like show my, that's not, I would be a stripper if I wanted to do that, you know? I'm not.
Well, it's also true, like, some people say, like, female-fronted as if that actually describes anything, when female-fronted is not a genre. Like, you know, it's just, like, male-fronted. Male-front, you know, imagine if you were like, yeah, it's a male-fronted band. People would be like, huh? What are you talking about?
Oh, that's a thought.
So, yeah, female-fronted. Not a genre.
Not a genre. So yeah, the whole idea of the sex sells is kind of just basically being like, well, sex sells, I guess, right? Kind of like this, like, kind of fine, I guess. If this is what it takes, then sure, let's do it. Here's some photos. Here's a song about sex selling.
Playing it
I'm
up,
actually
yeah.
Doing a dance video for our single Sex Sells is coming out too. That is kind of like within that realm as well. It's gonna be fun.
So you're just kind of playing it up, a bit, little tongue-in-cheek probably, kind of, so.
A little bit, more of like an angry girl, like, hey, fine, if Cardi B can do it, why not me? I'll do it.
As long as you can own your own, you know, sexuality and it not be exploited, you know, as long as you can own it, you know, so. Right on.
I do what I want.
Exactly. Right on. So you guys, I'm probably already recording new stuff, aren't you? I can imagine.
We already started. We started last week.
Yeah, we started a new project already.
Oh my god! What by the time shows happen, you guys are gonna have like 3 or 4 new LPs worth of material to play.
Probably.
Yeah. We'll be ready, man. We're gonna hit the ground running.
So, aside from recording, writing new stuff, what are you guys doing to stay sane? Aside from music. What's keeping you guys sane? Assuming you guys are staying sane. That might be a big assumption.
I finally got to go back to work. That was cool.
Nice. Okay.
That's not very rock and roll, but it helps.
We don't work. We're rock stars. Nah, what do you mean? This is all we do. What are you saying?
Knuckles and I played probably 20 rounds of golf this summer.
Oh.
Yeah, golfed a whole lot this... Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Nice.
Golfing and writing songs.
Yeah, mostly music, though. That's what keeps me sane.
Do you guys all live together?
No.
Yes, we live in a small little room.
I was going to say, whoa. That's...
No, but we keep our quarantine bubble really tight. You know, make it make it so that, you know, meeting up every weekend isn't like a, oh no, who's going to be the one?
Right.
You know, we have a very tight quarantine bubble.
Have any of you guys gotten coronavirus?
No.
No. Nope.
Nope.
Knock on wood.
I got the swab on my nose.
I know,
really
yeah.
Fun.
Knock on wood, seriously.
We've given our drummer here a lot of work, though, because we just keep recording, and then we just send him home. We're like, hey, do this and fix this, and he's been really, really busy for us. It's been good.
Yeah, it's been really fun. It's nice just recording at our practice space. We just get complete control of everything, you know, beginning to end, all that stuff. Get chip tones, you know, change things in the song, like, 2 months later if we want to. We actually recorded that click track this time. It was Stewart's idea. It's a good idea. Be able to just move things around, just add in random parts and songs.
How experienced were you with recording before, you know, the last couple records and everything? Were you pretty experienced with it, or is this pretty, you know, DIY learning on as you go?
I mean, I've been doing it for a while. Just,
okay.
You know, at home, just like for, you know, my own solo stuff and like my band and stuff, just whatever I've been playing with. But you know, every time I do something, it's just like I learn a lot more. Like this whole album, I've learned so much in these past few months, so this next one's gonna sound even better.
Yep.
Well, it sounds like you have quite the cool setup at your place. That's really awesome.
Yeah, it's fun.
Right on. So, again, you can go to alwaysnaked.bandcamp.com now and buy yourself a shirt and a sweatshirt. So you won't be always naked. See what it did there? And you said you're going to be recording a music video for this. It's a little dance number.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am.
Nice.
The boys have been really supportive on this because since the song is really kind of, for me, like, based on my personal experience in the world mm-hmm. as a girl, they kind of kindly taken a step back and kind of let me take full reign on this music video. And I'm working with my friend Kendra, who graduated from Cornell with a choreographer degree. And
cool.
We're going to be doing a really beautiful kind of balletic, lyrical dance situation. A little spice, you know?
Hell yeah. That'd be good. That's awesome. Any idea when that might be dropping, or just stay tuned?
Stay tuned. We're recording at the end of the month.
Cool.
And then hopefully within like 2 weeks, we'll get it edited and out to everybody. So mid-March, hopefully.
Do you know which song it's going to be for?
It's for Sex Sells.
Sex Sells.
Our single that's out now on YouTube.
All right, cool. So yeah, let's actually end the thing with that song and then a song called Redheaded Slut.
Yeah.
So we know about Sex Sells and we just talked about that. Before we go into the songs, first off, before we go into the explaining Redheaded Slut, you guys got any shout outs and thank yous before we jump into it?
Yeah, sure. For sure.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to everyone that's helped me lately. Obviously, Kendra, my choreographer, our videographers that are going to be helping us with our next couple of videos. I want to give a shout out to Mary, who let us rent her massive garage on the DL, like super cheap for us because we're broke. And yeah. It's nice to be able to play music every weekend. So shout out to Mary.
Shout out, Mary.
I want to say shout out to Matt Hayward. He's our buddy, and he did a really good photo shoot to help us get that cover.
Yeah.
So he's a homie. He's been around for a long time. So shout out to Matt for sure.
I'd like to give one to Christopher and Hattie at the Barrel Thief down at the bar down in Fremont. That's where we get to do the photo shoot for all the album art.
Nice.
For Sex Sells.
Yep.
Yeah. Thanks for letting us use that spot.
This is my turn to shout out.
Absolutely.
Everyone who listened to listened to our music, who's like our posts and our clothes and like any like, you know, little thing that you do to interact. I'm good.
Yeah, thanks to all those followers we have on social media stuff really helps right now because we can't get out and do shows, but they keep clicking and showing support, so that's really nice.
Who reported the photo though?
So, yeah. I think the bots got us.
Okay. Just because the word sex or something?
Yeah, so they did a, I think they did a recent update. I actually reached out to a couple of gals that do kind of riskier photos, and
I do that a lot too. I reach out to girls who do risky photos too. I'm just yeah. kidding. I'm just joking. I'm just kidding.
Reached out to them and asked if they had any problems with that lately, and they said basically, I guess Instagram, Facebook did a recent update on like sex work and how they're trying to make it so people can't use that forum as a sex work platform. And so obviously sex and cells combined is kind of what they flag. And so,
sure.
Yeah. Apparently we're too hot for Instagram, which is cool. So a lot of ours been taken down, and I've done a lot of reviews and appeals and trying to get them to put it back up.
Rude.
And some of them have passed. Some of them, they have just officially decided will never be posted. So I don't think our album cover will ever be able to be on Instagram, which is insane.
But not safe for work. NSFW.
not good, apparently.
Well, I support it.
Thanks. Yeah.
Sex sells, always naked, redheaded slut, what's the deal?
That was one that... So Sky always has a thing to where she's just constantly either writing stuff or has things prepared for it.
Okay.
And we got done with the rehearsal one day. We were just hanging out, playing like two chords over and over. And she's like, oh, yeah. Oh, here, let's do this. And just wrote it.
Yeah. It's about women doing whatever they want. And no one else's opinion matters. So.
Hell yeah. Well, there you
it's
go.
Cool, though. We got our good friend. Lip Service Sunny doing some trumpet on there. So
boy, oh boy, shout out to Lip Service Sunny.
Woo! I love him.
Yeah.
So hot. He made that song so sexy, I can't even handle it.
He's a trumpet player, a local guy. He's really, really good. And he came in on that song.
What's his name? Lip Service what?
Lip Service Sunny.
Lip Service Sunny. All right. So this is Redheaded Slut after, or I'm sorry, this is Sex Sells, the single that is available on YouTube, the album, the title track of Sex Sells, and then after that, Redheaded Slut. And these songs are available at alwaysnaked.bandcamp.com. Thanks again, guys, for coming on to the podcast and the show. And you know, once all of this boils over, which is seemed like it was going to happen a long time ago, but you know, and now we're here. Once all of that goes back to normal, I would love to have you guys in for an actual studio session. We could hang out all together into the studio again.
Good, we missed you.
We'll put together another record for you.
Nice. I like it. Just for me. Miss you too. Hey, take it easy, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Have a good one.
Bye.
They say sex sells, so try it. To show and tell you my version of life. You wanna own it. You wanna
She's a red-headed slut, and she does what she wants. No one can tell her what she got, she flaunts. She's a red-headed slut to you, to me, but she does what she wants, and she's free. She's a red-headed slut. Doesn't matter.